Saudi, this is for you. So bulimics to end this edition of Third Time's the Charm on CITR. See you next week.
She's this rapper from the UK. She's like originally from Sri Lanka, and she moved to the UK, and like she's putting out this music that's just like amazing. And I saw her concert at the Knitting Factory, and oh my God, man, I lie to you not, I was like a little girl at a John Mayer concert, just like, she stole my heart, man.
Georgia Strait, Live Nation, and CITR present MIA. Sunday, May 25th, 2008, P&E Forum, Vancouver, BC. Doors 6:30, show 7:30. With her high-profile tours with LCD Sound System, Gwen Stefani, and countless festival appearances under her belt, MIA has cut across musical boundaries, uniting mainstream pop fans, indie rockers, and dance club regulars with her politically charged but always danceable new world pop and stunning performances. Don't miss MIA with guests at the P&E Forum on Sunday, May 25th, 2008. Brought to you by Georgia Strait, Live Nation, and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Take your money, what I wanna
do. Hi, this is Mick from Bell and Sebastian, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
I've got some to say to you. Been holding it a long time.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is CITR, the morning after show. And we have special guests today during the show. So don't go anywhere, because we have Paul from Young and Sexy. We have Chaos from the Pissops. And then we have another couple of guests, surprise guests, from one from out of town. So stay put. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show.
The May issue of The Scrotum Magazine is on the streets now. This month's issue features 20 questions with Hoxley Workman, interviews with Adeline and Krista Couture, a profile on the top bands playing this year's New Music West Showcase, and a song-by-song analysis by the Hawaiian Bibles. As always, Discorder features reviews of the hottest shows and albums, plus the Datebook calendar and the CITR program guide. Discorder, that magazine from CITR 101.9 FM. Available anywhere in Vancouver that's remotely cool.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. So like I said, we have a very special guest today. We're listening there in the back to Young and Sexy, because we have Paul and Andre here. Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, how are you?
They're going to be talking about their show. It's the CD release party, right?
Yes.
It's going to be happening on the 27th, is it? 23rd.
Friday the
23rd. May 23rd at the Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway. So that's where we're listening there in the back from their new album, The Ark, is it? And we also have here Chaos from the Peace Ops. She's also going to have a very interesting weekend there, no?
Oh, yeah.
So she'll be talking about that later on, and she's going to bring some people here, and we're going to listen to some hard rock and roll later on in the show, so... Don't go anywhere. So I'll tell you what we started the show with. We started the show with Alpha Stone with the song You're Not Fooling Me. That's from the Silver Apples tribute, Electronic Evocations. And then we listened to a band from Spain, Manta Ray, playing with Schwartz. The city's called Heptagono, and the song was called Here Comes the Darkness. These guys are on Astro Records. And then we listened from Vancouver, Black Mountain. They also have a new CD called In the Future, Scratch Records. And the song was called Stormy High. So, new CD.
Yes.
How was... this is your... How many CDs do you have?
Fourth record.
Sorry?
Fourth.
This is your fourth CD? But the band has been going around for around 10 years, is it? Or?
Yes.
And where did the name comes from? Young and Sexy.
Basically, it was just... We had a show, and we needed a band name.
Mm-hmm.
And we came up with the name.
Salt and Pepper was already taken.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're going to be playing at the Biltmore Cabaret on Friday, May 23rd. It's a cool place, eh? The Biltmore Cabaret. Have you been there?
Right, yeah,
it's all right, yeah. It's cool. They renovated the place, so it's a lot of cool shows that
good sound.
Going on there, yeah. Yeah, so that's going to be around what time?
The show starts at 9:30.
9:30?
I think we'll be on around 11:30 or so.
Okay. Yeah. Is there any opening bands, guests, friends
the
playing?
The first band's called Sleep Holiday, mm-hmm. and then the second band is Strange Magic, and they used to be... the radio, and then it's us.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So maybe we can talk a little bit about those bands later. So let's put number two, song number two.
Sure.
Is that okay? Let's call Peer Through the Lock. And this is Young and Sexy. You're listening to 101.9 FM. Dagger. So that's Young and Sexy. They're going to be playing on the 23rd. That's this Friday, eh? It's Friday already. Yeah. At the Biltmore Cabaret in Kingsway. The song was Peer Through the Lock. We're going to be talking with them a little bit later because we have somebody here on the phone. We have Ginger Coyote all the way from L.A. Hey, Ginger, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing? Fine, thank you. So she's coming on a tour here called Anarchy in BC Tour. They're going to be playing different places, actually, on the 23rd at Logan's Pub in Victoria. So if you're in Victoria, you're in for a treat from L.A. Then May 24th at the Cobalt, they're going to be playing with the P-Sops and JP5, is it?
Yeah, we're playing with the JP5 on all three of the shows.
So how did you meet these guys? How was the idea to come to British Columbia?
Well, we've been up there before, and we were just going back and forth between Jerry, Jen from JP5 and myself, and we were talking about maybe doing a show together, and then one thing went to another, and the band said, let's do it, and then we decided to come up, and then we had some setbacks, but we're on our way up on Thursday. We'll be in town, and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday we'll be playing.
Cool. So how's your music, or how do you describe the...
Well, it's old school punk with comedy overtones, but comedy isn't... The comedy is very political because everything that we write about or everything that we talk about, it has political overtones, but it's with humor and makes you laugh. And I think that's a better way to do it than try to, you know, make people change and think this way and think that way and just preach it to them. It's sometimes better to reach out through comedy and through humor.
Yeah, make people think. It's an old band now, eh? Since
we've been around for about since 89. We took a couple of days off. I mean, a couple of years off, but then we came back. Cool. And now we play when we get the mood to play.
Cool. So why don't you tell people more or less which bands have you played with, or...
Cause it seems like you have bands have we played with?
Yeah, because it seems like you have an interesting bio there, huh?
Yeah, well, we've toured with the Lunatics, the Ramones, Rancid, and Dred Zeppelin, and L7. But we played with, like, all kinds of bands. The Offspring, Rancid, Green Day, A lot of times when we were playing with them, they were just starting out too. But you know, we were on bills with them, and it was fun. You know, we played with a lot of people throughout the years. The Dayglo Abortions, we played, been on a show at DOA. We played Punk Fest in Portland with them. The Real McKinsey's we played with before at the Bottom of the Hill in San Francisco. There's all different all different people that we played with before that, and then we toured with the McCrackens from Canada.
Cool.
That was real fun.
Yeah. Any stories?
A lot of the tour because they had an accident in Colorado.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they rolled their van, and it ruined all their equipment and everything, so they had to go back home. And it was sad because they were really a lot of fun to tour with.
Yeah.
They're really nice guys.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have Chaos here also. Why don't you tell us the concerts, where are they going to be so people can go check out the White Trash Debutantes?
Yeah, the White Trash Debutantes and JP5 are playing May 23rd, this Friday, at Logan's Pub in Victoria with Huskow. And that show starts, the doors are at 9 p.m., it's $12 at the door. May 24th, we're at the Cobalt with the Piss-Ups, and we haven't played for about a year now, so that'll be fun, playing with White Trash Debutantes and JP5. And on May 25th, they're playing at the George Preston Center next to the skate park, and that's 20699 42nd Avenue in Langley. And on that bill is The Rebel Spell, The Hiccuprits, Mr. Plow, and it's an all-ages show, and it starts at 5 p.m.
Okay, so there you go. And have you played with them before or no? With the White Trash?
I played with Jerry Jen when she was in another band with Sammy from the Blue Chunks from Berkeley.
Uh-huh.
And that's how we originally met. And I haven't played with the Piss Ups yet, and I haven't played with Rebel Spell or any of those bands, but I'm looking forward to all the shows.
Yeah, it's going to be really
I think
cool.
It'll be great fun.
Yeah. You like Vancouver?
Yeah, I like Vancouver. I mean, it's a little too cold in the winter and probably a little too hot in the summer with the humidity, but I think it'll be a nice time of year to come up and visit and to hang out and have mm-hmm. fun and also play.
Yeah,
are you going to be coming to the shows?
Yeah, for sure. At least
we'll get you up on stage with us. You can do the time warp with us.
Yeah, probably the Cobalt one I'm going to go for.
Oh,
sure.
Good.
Yeah. So have you heard any bands from here? What do you think about the Vancouver scene?
I'm old friends with like a lot of the old, you know, the old school bands like DOA and the Subhumans and the Hanson Brothers and Dayglow Abortions and all those bands. And I've been hearing some of the newer bands on MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you've got a very healthy scene up there.
Yeah. We have gigs every day almost here.
Yeah.
So.
And then, of course, my friends Johnny and Adam are in the Black Halos. And shout out to Johnny. He's a sweetheart. I think they're probably over in Europe now, but... and of course Jerry Jen and the Piss Ups. I'm really, really anxious to see
the Piss Ups.
Yeah,
they're cool. Yeah. Okay,
we
so why don't
get
we
get that chaos out there? And also a special shout out to Chaos. It was her birthday on Sunday, but she celebrated last night at Cobalt for her Monday Night Chaos. So happy birthday, Chaos!
Thanks, Ginger.
Okay, so this is, which album is this, the one we have here? Which number is it?
It's number 4, Disobedience.
Okay, but this is how many albums do you have?
We've got like four full lengths, and then a whole bunch of, we're on compilations and stuff.
Uh-huh.
We've got, our reputation probably is bigger than what we've got for the record catalog, but out on print. But at least we've, you know, got some stuff out. And
okay.
We'll have T-shirts and CDs at the show.
Okay, so yeah, I'll see you when you come here. We'll have a couple of drinks there at the Cobalt for sure.
Oh, good.
So
we'll throw back some Jack Daniels, huh?
I don't mess with that, but a couple
you
of beers.
You don't mess with that one. Lemmy told me that's the only drink to drink. You know Lemmy from Motorhead?
Uh-huh.
I hang out with him over at the Rainbow quite often, and he told me the only thing worth drinking is Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels?
Mm-hmm.
That's a little too harsh for me. So why don't we listen to number 4, Disobedience?
Oh, good.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And I'll see you on the 24th at the Cobalt. No, the Cobalt is 917 Main Street.
And remember, it's just a jump to the left and then a step to the right. Put your hands on your hips and pull your knees in tight. See you on Saturday.
Okay, thank you, Ginger.
Thank you. Bye.
So that was Ginger Coyote, and you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is her band, the White Trash Debutants.
You don't seem to care about your disability. party rules. Drink and drive and having fun is part of being cool. So I think you should do exactly what you please and say, fuck the rules, you have nothing to lose. You don't seem to care, so why don't you
M.I.A. is? She's like this, she's this rapper from the U.K. She's like originally from Sri Lanka, and she moved to the U.K., and like, she's putting out this music that's just like amazing. And I saw her concert at the Knitting Factory, and oh my god, man, I lie to you not, I was like a little girl at a John Mayer concert, just like, she stole my heart, man.
Georgia Strait, Live Nation, and CITR present M.I.A. Sunday, May 25th, 2008, P&E Forum, Vancouver, BC. Doors 6:30, show 7:30. With her high-profile tours with LCD Sound System, Gwen Stefani, and countless festival appearances under her belt, MIA has cut across musical boundaries, uniting mainstream pop fans, indie rockers, and dance club regulars with her politically charged but always danceable new world pop and stunning performances. Don't miss MIA with guests at the P&E Forum on Sunday, May 25th, 2008. Brought to you by Georgia Strait, Live Nation, and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
So we're back here. We have also Jen here, Jerry from JP5. She's visiting.
Hello, Vancouver.
Visiting us here with Ginger Chihuahua. What was the
this
name?
This is
of
Ginger Chihuahua. There's Ginger Coyote from the White Trash Debutantes, and this is the JP5 band mascot, Ginger Chihuahua, named after the queen of the White Trash Debutantes herself.
Yeah. Well, you don't see it, but it's a small Chihuahua dog that is here in the studio.
It's her first radio appearance.
Cool.
She's a big fan of your radio show already. I can tell.
And we're listening the back to Young and Sexy because we have here also Paul and Andre. We were talking with them before we got that call from LA. Just give me a second. I'll leave you some music while I answer the phone.
Why is all love so hazy now with no warning?
Sorry about that. domestic affairs. So, yeah, we were talking here with Paul and Andre because they're going to have a very cool party at the Biltmore on May 23rd. And they're presenting their new CD, The Ark. They are on, you're on Mint Records, is it? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're on Mint Records. It's a pretty cool company, eh? They're going like...
Yeah, they're doing well.
They have a big party last weekend, too. It was like 3 days at the railway. It was really cool.
Yeah.
So we were talking also about your website. It's very important that we clarify that it's the website is www.youngandsexy.org, right?
Yeah.
Because what happens if people punch .com instead of...
I've never actually done it.
Have you? I don't know.
We don't want to know.
Well, you know, I don't know.
If he has, I don't know if he'll admit to it.
Don't do it at work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that day, on the 23rd, you're going to be playing with Strange Magic, formerly The Radio.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of music are they?
I can't remember.
Sid Barrett meets Beach Boys.
So, okay.
So sort of early Floyd, Beach Boys.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of trippy, psychedelic.
Yeah.
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 Cool.
Really good songs.
They are the first band that are going to be opening?
No, they're the second band.
The second band. The first band is going to be Sleep Holidays.
Mm-hmm. And they're really good too. They're a really new band. I think they've been around for about 6 months, but probably more along the lines of sort of what the David Byrne band.
Okay.
Talking Heads, sort of that sort of thing.
We have a link there. That's them, no? Sleep Holiday. Yeah, these are really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it seems like it's going to be a good party. That's on the 23rd at the Biltmore Cabaret. So don't miss that one. And other concerts that are going to be happening around town. Los Campesinos are coming to town from the UK. They're playing at the Plaza Club on Sunday, June 1st. That's an all-ages show, and I think they're going to play with You Say Party, We Say Die, so it should be pretty cool gig there. And then we have Mia, M-I-A, playing Sunday, May 25th at the PNE Forum. What else? The Alkaline Trio playing Friday, May 30th at the Croatian Cultural Center. Destroyer, he has a new CD also, playing on Saturday, May 31st at the Commodore Ballroom. The Bombotis, these guys are cool too, from the UK. They're playing on Saturday, 31st at Richardson Richards. Well, we announced Los Campesinos on Sunday, June 1st. Joan of Arc with Winning on Monday, June 2nd at the Media Club. J.W.R. Love, Monday, June 2nd at Richardson Richards. The Islands, also playing Tuesday, June 10th at the Plaza Club. That's also an all-ages show. Wolf Eyes on Wednesday, June 11th. But Puff, it's a very extreme band. So lots of cool concerts. You want to announce which ones you guys are going to be also playing? Sure.
White Trash Debutantes, JP5, and Husco, May 23rd at Logan's Pub in Victoria. May 24th, White Trash Debutantes and JP5 with the Piss Ups at the Cobalt in Vancouver.
Woohoo!
And May 25th at the George Preston Center. It is 20699 42nd Avenue next to the skate park in Langley. And that is with the Rebel Spell, the Hiccuprits, and Mr. Plow, all ages show at 5 p.m. And can I just mention that Doug Donut is playing drums for White Trash Debutantes
uh-huh.
from Death Sentence, and Dirty Kurt is playing guitar.
Yeah, Dirty Kurt plays guitar in JP5, as well as the Real McKenzies, for all you Real McKenzies fans out there.
So don't miss us. We'll hunt you down. Anarchy in BC's tour.
Okay, and Young and Sexy on the 23rd at the Biltmore Cabaret. So we're going to put another song from these guys, and we should give away tickets, but I don't know how are we going to do this. How many tickets to give away? You guys want to give away any tickets?
We could give away a CD or something, maybe.
Or a CD?
I don't know. Do we have... where can we get tickets? Can we get tickets?
I don't know. Where are the tickets?
I don't know.
I thought you brought the tickets.
We can give it like a.
We could put people on the guest list.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it'll be a guest list.
There we go.
Cool. So we have tickets for Young and Sexy. We have tickets also for. You're gonna go see
the Anarchy in BC Vancouver show.
Hard rock and roll, yeah. Yeah. The White Trash Debutants are coming from LA. And we have also for Campesinos and Islands. I'm gonna put up a song from them. So give us a call here, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR, 822-2487, and we'll give away some tickets to your liking. So we're going to put, which song is this, number 10?
10.
Which is...
Spill the Sky.
Spill the Sky.
going down like the war economy.
Father Fuhrer, don't be mad at me.
Peasant child, you're in the botany.
Splitting necks and calling it dichotomy. Beware, the sign on the door suggests
I'm better off with artificial intelligence.
I invented you.
I invented you.
And I will destroy you. If you catch me with my hands in the till, I promise, sugar, I wasn't trying to steal. I'm just swimming in copper to smell and pretend like a robot.
From dots to dots.
I swap the prison for a bumping sensation. I'll be controlled, I'm deleting your face with no reservation.
And we'll stop fighting once your circuit board's ignited.
Sing it, I'm not finished. I'm not finished.
All these orbits can be quite misleading. Friction's fossil metal made it look like bleeding.
If you catch me with my hands in the till, I promise, sugar, I wasn't trying to steal. I'm just swimming in copper to smell and pretend like a robot. We'll be right back.
So that band is called The Islands, and they're gonna be playing in Vancouver. Let's see where. On Tuesday, June 10 at the Plaza Club. We have tickets for that too. It's an all ages show. And before then, we'll listen to Los Campesinos. They're also gonna be playing on June 1st at the Plaza Club. Also an all-ages show. Los Campesinos, their CD is called Hold On Now, Youngster. They're from the UK, pretty cool band. And the Islands, they have a new CD also called The Arm. So, yeah. And also there's another concert that we're talking about, hard rock. Sinister Black is playing on May 22nd with Cocos, Paul Flick, Juvenile Assassins, Conversations, and The Irreverents. That's at the Royal Unicorn Cabaret. It's a Be Aggressive gig. Do you know these guys? Any of these?
I've had Juvenile Assassins and Cocos play at the Cobalt on a Monday night, and they're both bands are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're cool.
And Cocos.
I'm friends with Cocos on MySpace. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
They're fun to see. They are a show. Just watching their stage presence is a show.
Oh, really? Eh? Cocos?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they're going to be playing with Sinister Black there. And Juvenile Assassins, Conversations, and The Irreverents. That's 8 o'clock. So, yeah, it's a lot of bands there, right? The Royal Unicorn Cabaret, that's on 147 East Pender Street. So, May 22nd. It's only $10, so it's cool, huh? Cool. So we'll put some Sinister Black so you listen to what can you expect there. And then we're going to start with some of the bands that are going to be playing in the Anarchy in BC tour. So we'll be right back after Sinister Black. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show.
You have one message. First message.
Hi, Wayne. It's Guy downstairs in the video store. Just wondering if you could turn down just a little bit. It's vibrating my shelves down here. Thanks.
End of message. To erase this message...
You will always be my best friend if I gave him drink and beer.
So that's Wayne Powell playing there with Sinister Black. We're going to be playing on the 22nd at the Royal Unicorn Cabaret. Be aggressive. So, yeah, it's a good show to get all your stress out, eh? I guess, mm-hmm. from the adrenaline. So there you go. That's on the 22nd. And then on the 23rd, well, you have to go to Victoria for that one. But you're going to be playing there? JP5 is going to be playing in Victoria? Playing
with the White Trash Debutantes and the Huskow. It's an Anarchy in BC tour.
Yeah, cool. You have a lot of followers in Victoria? The JP5 is...
Definitely. JP5 has played quite a few shows out in Victoria. We're really good friends with the Jack Skate team, which has a real strong following there in uh-huh. Victoria. And good friends with the Dayglow Abortions. We can't forget about the Sacred Dayglows from Victoria. So... everyone should be coming out of the woodwork in Victoria, BC, and it'll be worth the ferry ride over if you want to spend your allowance. It'll be well worth it.
No, that's very cool. JP5's been one of the, I don't know, seminal punk rock bands from Vancouver.
From Vancouver, no? Yeah. We're on Sudden Death Records, which is Joey Keith Lee, shithead from DOA's record label. And we've toured up and down North America with DOA, doing the South by Southwest festivals and whatnot. And, you can find more about what JP5 is, our philosophy in life and sound on MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
And this CD is a hot box and... came out in 2000, so we're definitely due for the second CD, which we're working on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. There is life after Sudden Death Records, after all.
Cool, yeah. What's the meaning of JP5?
JP5 is jet petroleum, the most volatile grade of jet fuel.
okay.
Which kind of describes our sound, where... fast, furious, and flammable.
Yeah. No, I remember I watched a couple of your shows at the Cobalt.
A tequila-fueled rock and roll band.
Very energetic.
Where anything can happen, and usually does.
No, yeah, JP5 is very fun to watch, too, so check them out. They're really cool. At the Cobalt, you're going to be playing on May 24th as well.
Exactly.
With the Piss Ups and the band
White
from L.A.
Trash, the White Trash Debutantes. So. The legendary Ginger Coyote.
Yeah.
Gossip Calling waiting to happen.
Yes, and you can check out her International Punk Globe magazine on the internet. She's always up on... the scoop in Hollywood and beyond.
Uh-oh, another call. Okay, so we're going to put JP5.
This will be Beer Drinking Man Eaters. And we are giving away two tickets to the Vancouver show at the Cobalt. So give us a call. The first caller will... win the tickets.
Yeah,
telephone number to the Anarchy in BC Mayhem at the Cobalt, May 24th.
Yeah, you should call here, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR.
Psycho, time for another alcoholic tag. These girls are frisky, have been a bag and bitchy.
that's JP5.
Beer drinking man eaters.
Pretty cool song. And so you're going to be playing with the P-Subs that hasn't played in a year, you said?
About, I think our last show was in July of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, are you excited to?
Oh, I'm ecstatic. We're ready.
Is it the same lineup?
Oh, yeah.
Is it, what's the name?
Kara.
Kara and Kyla? Or?
Yeah, Kara and Kyla on drums.
And Chaos on
Kara,
the bass.
And Chaos.
So it's all
K's. On the bass.
It's like triple K, eh?
Oh, but yeah. They won't go there.
But
it has nothing to do with that.
In the good sense.
Yes, the triple K threat, I guess. So, but yeah, we're really ecstatic to be playing with White Trash Debutantes and JP5 at the Cobalt, our home. So, yeah.
Yeah, because you put a show every Monday. Why don't you invite people to? Because Monday sometimes.
Monday night chaos!
At the Cobalt. If you're a band, look me up on MySpace and I'll see what I can do to put your music, get your band in to play a show every Monday night.
Every Monday at the Cobalt.
Yeah, hard rock, punk. Sometimes we just had Aging Youth Gang acoustic
Oh, that must have been
awesome.
A trip.
So we had an acoustic chaos anti-folk night.
Okay.
So, yeah. So every Monday night we try to hook you up with a good hangover release.
It's still
the weekend.
Yeah, well, it's my weekend, actually.
Well, exactly, so you should come down on Mondays.
Yeah, I'll do my best. So, why don't we listen to some P-Subs here so people know what your band... Well, somebody already won the ticket. It was.
Yeah, we want to thank Mark Webster for calling in. He's the winner of the Anarchy in BC tickets at the Cobalt. He'll be going with a pal, and we look forward to seeing you there.
See you there, Mark.
Okay, so P-Subs, this song is called
Apocalypse, I think.
Apocalypse.
Yes.
Yeah, this is part of the CI Vancouver's punk as fuck. What's with this CD, you know? What's happening
there? Yeah, it's a compilation that we were on. So
from Krusty Records.
Yes. Yeah.
And Vancouver Punk as Fuck is on MySpace too, right?
They are on MySpace, and they really try to promote local music. They're awesome.
Yeah, Krusty Records. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Apocalypse. These are the P-Subs, and you're listening to 101.9 FM.
And this next song is called Apocalypse. It's about the apocalypse happening and me and my friends being trapped in a bar for eternity.
Yesterday the world flooded and holy shit, I was so fun that we didn't die. Yeah, we all survived! Was built out of wood, was not so close. I was out for finish. I said, oh my. Then we turned off the carrier machine. I tried to get in my everything. Cause the whole fucking world was blown away. We were trapped in the bombs of all that day. What if I did the problem? It was the world that's always nothing to lose. So it's part of what I'm saying. Well, the world that's right there. It's me. Flash forward 2 days, we split up a bit. 25 went well, alright. Yeah, it was alright. Played every song that the jukebox had. We did every day, so the 14th, I don't know that's why. It was never quite. After a week, we never hit. So we trapped up in the back full of me. Now it's gonna tell me how I hit. I've played these anyone who wanted this week. 25 days, I'm from the wind. No world outside, we never lose. So we do the best part of what I'm saying. Well, that's why I'm like, it's me.
Okay, wow.
Till I found my way out. Said the brighter side is the better place to be.
So that's JP5. We were listening there in the back. They're gonna be playing also. What's the deal with Langley?
Langley is one of our shows got canceled out in Whistler, unfortunately. So we put on a show at the, or we are putting on a show at the George Preston Center, which is next to the skate park, and it's 20699 42nd Avenue. Langley, Canada. We decided to make it an all-ages show so that White Trash Debutantes and JP5 and all the gang can show all the kids out in Langley
how it's done.
Exactly. It's at 5 p.m. Tickets are $10.
5
and
p.m.?
It should be a lot of fun. And it's with special guests The Rebel Spell, The Hickaprits, and Mr. Plow.
A must-see.
Yeah, that's an early show, no?
It is an early show, but it's a Sunday, and all the kids have to go to school the next day, so we didn't want to be too bad of an influence and keep them out all night.
Yeah, but is there going to be drinks for
no,
adults?
No
drinks at all? No alcohol at all?
No.
So it's like a family show, huh?
It is a family show. So. We'll be out in the van.
I mean, a family show if you're into Jerry Springer style families, anyway.
Exactly.
Cool.
Since the White Trash Debutantes have been on the Jerry Springer show.
Yeah.
What been in the National Enquirer. I remember seeing them on the Geraldo show years ago.
Yeah.
What were they doing in the Jerry Springer show?
Probably just being themselves. A day in the life.
No, it was when Punk Rock Pat was playing with them.
Okay.
And I think it was her daughter was...
Yeah, Punk Rock Patty is a 90-year-old pink-haired lady who is a marijuana advocate. She's a big supporter of cannabis, and apparently she's in rehab right now.
No, she just got out.
Oh, she just got out at the age of 90 years old.
Yes.
So there is hope for Amy Winehouse yet.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
But
okay,
yeah, so why she was on there.
By the way, see if we can squeeze a couple of songs before Laugh Tracks begins. Put some Mr. Plow. And I don't know, put some Rebel Spell.
They're and the Hypocrites.
And the Hypocrites, if we have time.
Okay.
That's going to be happening on Langley on Saturday 24th.
Sunday the 25th.
Sunday 25th.
Yes.
Saturday 24th, it's at the Cobalt.
Anarchy in Langley.
You can get drunk on the Cobalt, right?
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Yeah. Cheap beer.
You can nurse your hangover out in Langley.
You can get us drunk at the Cobalt.
Sounds good.
And Logan's Pub on May 23rd in Victoria.
Yeah. So thank you, girls, for coming to the show.
Thanks, Oswaldo.
And yeah, I'll see you next show. If you want to download the show, if you miss it, go to www.citr.ca/podcast, and then under Eclectic there's the Morning After show. And next show we might have somebody playing live, I don't know yet, so it'll be a surprise. But in the meantime, this was the Morning After show. My name is Osvaldo Perez. You can also check us on the MySpace also if you want to check some of these bands. And we're going to leave you with Mr. Plow from his CD, Apocalypse Plow. He's a very funny guy. You should check him out on Langley when you see him playing. And then we're going to put the Rebel Spell, and then we'll see if we have time to put the Hypocrites. This was the Morning After show.
My word, biscuits and gravy. See you look at me, and you wanna feel my girl. that vitamin G. I don't like that fucking pancreas.
Let's go.